Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend, and you're not getting trends anywhere, any place other than from the Trends Journal. And you subscribe to the Trends Journal by going to trendsjournal.com. And if you go to the mainstream media and read today's Wall Street Journal, not one trend-worthy article that we went through the whole newspaper. That's a trend-tracking lesson for you, by the way. That's what we do. We look for data, information that we could use that shows you the trends that are shaping the future. So I don't want to hear crap that, you know, Trump supporters drive up SPAC value. You know, I don't give a shit about that. But of course, maybe some people do. But that's not trend-worthy, you know. It's nothing here. Arizona law firm attract investors. Big fucking deal, you know. Anyway, nothing trend worthy. So we're giving you everything we can to help you. So click the bell icon for notification, because what you're getting from us in the Trends Journal, you're not getting anywhere else. Matter of fact, hey, what was one of our top trends this year? Oh, golden year for gold. Oh yeah, there it is. Yeah. Golden days, a golden year for gold. Hey, gold was up to over $2,208. Oh, it came down. It's only now $2,181. So it's only gone up $180 since we said this would happen. So when you're subscribing to the Trends Journal for $2.56 a week, you're getting your money back a hundred thousand times. So anyway, and again, one of your top trends this year, there you go. That's our trifecta, World War III, and a lot more. EVs go FU, and golden year for gold. So now, one of our other top trends is banks go bust. A great site to go to, again, we need data, we just want facts, is Wall Street on Parade. More failed banks and office building demolitions likely before real estate problems end, warn two federal agencies. Son of a bitch. I shouldn't say son of a bitch. That's not being nice. If I say son of a bitch, I got to say daughters of bastards. I mean, let's really be stupid. Or transgenders without no balls. I mean, we can make up anything we want. So I can't say son of a bitch without transgenders without no balls. And anyway, we warned about this over 3 years ago. When they locked down everything and forced people to work at home, your office occupancy rate in the United States of the 10 largest cities, according to Castle Systems, is 50.5%. That's occupancy. It used to be 100%. Your office vacancy rate in New York City, empty buildings, 23%. 23%. There's going to be a banking bust the likes of which we've never seen. Go back to gold. Oh, why are gold prices going up? Because the feds, as we have forecast, are going to lower interest rates in the run-up to the presidential reality show to keep Ms. Faccia Brut, Janet Yellen, the former Fed head, as Treasury Secretary, because they're running the show. And that's why the markets are going up. And you still got gold, oil. Oil prices are still in the $86, $85 and change. They're going to go much higher. That's going to drive inflation much higher. The higher inflation goes, the lower interest rates go, the higher gold prices go. Simple as that. And oil prices are going to go up because they're going to keep ramping up the Ukraine war and the Israel war. So now they're admitting finally what we've said, a great article here. And this, you know, they have it right here, all the facts. Unfortunately, future demand for office space appears weak. No shit. Anyway, way behind us. This is great. This was an article. from Reuters. You ready? U.S. IRS chief, Internal Revenue Service, sees workforce topping 100,000 within 3 years. Isn't that great? So they can steal more money from us to give to their military-industrial complex and all their friends. Yeah. So, again, we make sure that every penny that we have is clear because we know they'll come after somebody like me. February home sales spike 9.5%, the largest monthly gain in a year. Again, when interest rates went up and everybody said in the mainstream media that home prices would go down, we said, no way, no how. They're going to keep going up. Matter of fact, I just bought another one, another piece of real estate. Most of the people aren't going to be able to afford it, but when you have a country of 332 million people, you got a lot of people within that number that could keep buying stuff. Stretch U.S. shoppers start to hold back on spending. This is from the Financial Times yesterday. Retail sales increased 0.6% in February from the previous month, missing expectations of 0.8. The increase reversed a 1.1% decline from December to January. Oh, no, I thought they told us that they increased. Yeah, they're rigging the numbers. The numbers are going down. We're just nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Gucci owner Kering tanks 14% after Asia profit warning, dragging down Europe luxury brands. Old news for Trends Journal subscribers, we've been writing about this for months and months and months and months. Go back to Asia. Thank China. Launched the COVID war on January 2020, in celebration of their Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, and locked down the joint for 3 years with their zero COVID policy. They had the economy boomed when they were brought into the World Trade Organization and 2 weeks after 9/11, when people weren't paying attention, whew, they overbuilt like any boom. So the real estate boom was about to bust anyway, but this made a very bad situation worse. That's why you're seeing the luxury sales go down, because the Chinese were traveling all over the world, buying up stuff like crazy, ain't doing it no more. It's very important to see the luxury brands. You know why? Because you can see how the economy goes down. You know, the fish rots from the head down. Kabish. So the top is rotten. Sales of hybrid cars accelerate as drivers hesitate to buy EVs. Hey, look at some of your top trends for 2024. Your trifecta. EV, go F you. We've been warning about this for years. And now the stupidity of the idiots running the show. You got the Biden administration is now coming up with their deal to get rid of combustion engine cars and push for EVs. As EV sales are tanking, the batteries are an 1800 invention. And rather than putting our money in the military industrial complex, if we put it into research and development, we'd have real clean energy. But that's just another story. But just to show you the stupidity of the Biden administration, all the administrations, one after another. Saudi Arabia to invest $40 billion in AI fund. $40 billion. One of your top trends, AI, we own you, 2023. This is real. Again, we were the first to call the dot-com bust back in 1999. Here it is, your Trends Journal, when it was a quarterly, now it's a weekly, and price hardly changed. From a quarterly to weekly, $2.56 a week. And again, here it is, dot-com this, dot-com overload will short circuit, many high expectations. Right here, we called it by the second quarter 2000. AI is totally different. It is the future. Good, bad, ugly, it's it. Again, a whole section in your Trends Journal each week, Ben Davis puts it together on AI. We're giving you all machine learning, upends tech jobs. The rise of artificial intelligence is affecting job seekers in tech, blah, 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 blah. Invesco to cut rising costs. You know how? With artificial intelligence. Article from Financial Times. And I guess I keep saying the bigs are getting bigger. So certain segments of real estate are just going to keep going up. And the buyouts, each week we have in the Trends Journal, bigs get bigger and show all the buyouts. The private equity groups own America and much of the world. And again, they did not exist until back in the 80s. I wrote about it in Trends 2000 when it all began with RJR Nabisco. It's right here. The facts are there. And now they own. And the same slime ball that was RJR Nabisco, I'm in Kingston, New York. They brought him into IBM and he got rid of IBM up here. And this place went down. Whew. But now it's back up. It's one of the hottest places. But anyway, the big's getting bigger. AstraZeneca to acquire drug maker. $2.4 billion deal. Swiss firm to acquire California site from Roche. $1.2 billion in cash. PA Partners strike 330 million euro Beauty Nova deal. Again, private equity speeds pursuit of white collar partnerships. Again, big's getting bigger with the private equities, and it's one after another. They're buying up everything. So there you got it. And then on to the disgusting Israeli genocide war. Wall Street Journal. More than a million Gazans are estimated to be starving. They're only Gazans. The hell with them. United Nations says Israel using starvation as a method of war. In a statement, Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said, quote, the extent of Israel's continued restrictions on the entry of aid into Gaza, together with the manner in which it continues to conduct hostilities, may amount to the use of starvation as a method of war, which is a war crime. So don't call me an anti-Semite. Gaza's thousands of war amputees struggle to survive. Isn't that nice? What's going on in front of everybody's eyes, hardly being talked about. And it only gets worse. Trump condemns Jews backing Democrats. Oh, yeah. Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion, Trump said. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed. You're right. Israel will be destroyed because they're destroying themselves, and the hatred around the world of what Israel is doing to the Gazans and Palestinians in front of everybody's eyes. But of course, there's a lot more with the Trump deal. He got over $100 million from Sheldon Adelson when he ran for president. He was the guy that closed down the embassy from Tel Aviv and brought it to Jerusalem. He told Israel, yeah, the land you stole, the Golan Heights from Syria, it's yours. Okay. And then a few hours later, after facing criticism from Jewish groups, Mr. Trump's campaign repeated the charge, declaring, quote, Trump is right, and that the Democratic Party, you ready, has turned into a full-blown anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist cabal. This is disgusting propaganda. But to me, Trump is a disgusting guy. And all you Trump lovers, I can't stand them, can't stand Biden. They're all scum to me. Do what the fuck you want. By their deeds, you shall know them, all right? Because here's another deed from his son-in-law. Yeah, Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner under fire for calling Gaza waterfront property valuable. And by the way, it's right there. A February 15th event, they just updated that it was March 8th. At Harvard University, Kushner said, Gaza's waterfront property could be very valuable. if people would focus on building up livelihoods. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But from Israel's perspective, hey, wait a minute, fuckface. A little bit of an unfortunate situation? A little bit? You're slaughtering people in front of everybody's eyes. They're starving to death. Oh, no, Salenti. Calm down. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Heil Hitler! This is disgusting. And this story was not reported in the New York Times. Not reported in the Wall Street Journal. Barely reported in America. I will clean it up. Get them the fuck out of there. Oh, what are you going to do? Build a Trump Tower there? Yep. I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. He then added that Israel should move the Palestinian civilians into the Negev Desert. Kushner's comments come on the heels of a Republican attempt to diminish or minimize Palestinian claims to their territory. There are no claims to their territory. What the fuck is the matter with you? God gave them this land. It's in the Torah, chapter 3, section 8. This is against a violation of the Geneva Convention, Article 242. This is a war crime in front of everybody's eyes. But again, they want to kill Salenti for saying this. You ready? GOP lawmakers, little pieces of scum shit, have insinuated they wish to see Palestinians leave the land currently occupied and administered by Israel. One Tennessee Republican, again, this is reported from Politico, and we wrote about this, even advocated, quote, kill them all. And now you got that little scumbag dick, a little fucking prick, Mike Johnson, invited Netanyahu to address Congress. Yeah. And then you got another shit. Wars keep going on. Again, the trifecta. Golden year for gold, EVFU, and World War III. Lloyd Austin, the former guy that killed people in Iraq and Afghanistan as a general, sat on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor. Yeah, that one. Austin commends allies for support of Ukraine. He said Ukraine's battle remains one of the great causes of our time. Hey, Austin, you know what?
Bullshit.
You're full of
bullshit.
Austin just speaks
bullshit.
What do you mean the greatest cause of our time? This fucking stuff been going on between Russia and Ukraine for what? Since Catherine the Great? Not my concern. I'm an American. I'm concerned about the people flooding into this country. The IRS with 100,000 people. The streets filled with homeless migrants. Crime rising. Taxes going up. That's what I'm concerned about. Fuck you, Salenti. You're not a warmonger. We hate you because you launched Occupy Peace. Oh, but over a decade ago. The United States would face grave new perils in a world where aggression and autocracy are on the march, and where tyrants are emboldened, and when dictators think they can wipe democracy off the map. Oh, you mean you're talking about Israel? Is that what you're... Oh, no, I forgot. You're talking about Russia. Today's Ukrainian survival is a danger, and American security is at risk. Total fucking
absolute bullshit.
Absolute bullshit. Where are the people? World War III's begun. Get it in your head. French army ready for war, top general. All right. French General Pierre Schill, yeah, a real fucking shill, said, told Le Monde, whatever the developments in the international situation, the French can be convinced their soldiers will respond. He said, it's an internet. Hey, soldiers will respond. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, fuckface. Like you sent Napoleon, sent 420,000 to attack Moscow in 1812 and came back with 10,000. Oh, those soldiers, I forgot. Poor guys died for nothing. Goes on. President Macron, yep, goes on. More war. Western troops in Ukraine, an open secret. That's that guy, Polish Foreign Minister Sikorski says this, that in an interview with DPA on Wednesday, Sikorski stated, as your chancellor speaking in Germany, Olaf Scholz said, there are already some troops from big countries in Ukraine. All right. German aid to boost Kyiv's artillery stocks. $500 million. Keeps going on and on and on. EU leaders urge to put economies on war footing as Ukraine negotiations falter. This is from The Guardian. On Thursday, prime ministers, the meeting, a sense of urgency and immediacy, expected to examine contentious plans to confiscate billions of euros from Russia. Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, said, quote, now that we are facing the biggest security threat since the Second World War, this is such fucking bullshit. It is high time we take radical and concrete steps to be defense ready and put the EU's economy on a war footing. Isn't that great? As Germany's in a recession, people are having a very difficult time, but more money for the military-industrial complex. When all else fails, they take you to war. And to show you how low it's going, this is from the Wall Street Journal yesterday, U.S. slips from top 20 of happiest countries down to 23. Isn't that great? Once upon a time, everybody wanted to come to America. It's turned into a shit show. You got a bunch of fucking freaks running it. The facts are right there. And the facts get worse. Young people becoming less happy than older generations, research shows. Yep. They have no future. Private equity groups took over everything. It's not a government. It's a crime syndicate. Thanks for tuning in. Again, we're supporting you. You support us. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com. And please check out the interview I did yesterday with Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's nothing like it that we're doing. And what he's doing, too, on judging freedom. You got to see the people he has there speaking the truth. So thank you for tuning in. See you soon.